Hello, this is Never can remember. Hello, and welcome to Access Astrology. We are three astrologers who love to share our fascination with astrology and how it interacts with the world at large. So this is Heather Rowan Robbins speaking to you tonight from St. Paul, Minnesota, after some amazing thunderstorms. And I'm joined tonight by my friends from New York. Mark
Wolves, over on the west side of Manhattan, by the Hudson River.
And Ann Ortley, up on the Upper East Side, by the East River at my bright red desk, and enjoying the lovely 60-degree breeze coming through my window.
Oh,
it's
how
almost
beautiful.
Summer, yay.
It is. We have only a few days left. And today we have the dark of the moon in Gemini. The sun and moon are both in Gemini, and we'll see the new moon in shortly, and then followed by the moon goes right into Cancer tomorrow, and the sun goes into Cancer the following day. So there's a real shift in energy. Mercury is already in Cancer. Mercury, the thinking process, is in sort of inward seeking, a little hard on ourselves, thoughtful, somewhat defensive Cancer. And I have noticed how many people in the last couple of days just set off, respond, hear criticism where it's not being meant. And so just be kind to people when they do that. Go very lightly. The lighter a touch that you speak of a difficulty, the better. And if you do set off their defenses, know they heard you. Don't argue with them. Just go, ouch, not quite what I meant, so sorry. And then know that they heard you and they're working on it.
Right.
But so with Mercury in
very thin skin Cancer. Yes.
Very thin skin Cancer. Moving into a square with Saturn.
Yes, not
over the next few days.
Yeah.
Good, rigorous thinking, but can be a little depressing. Our Mercury in Cancer it helps us create limits and focus and get down to the work, but it can feel less than inspired or feeling heavy, a heaviness in the world. So notice those and don't use it to focus on something that needs completion and work. Be kind to yourself and don't be hard on yourself if you haven't done the work that you thought you should do, and just kindly put one foot in front of the other and take a step forward. Mars is still in Virgo, and right now, this very minute, the moon is squaring Mars. And Venus also retrograde in Gemini. And I've noticed that since Venus has been retrograde, it feels like we've been doing the 60s routine of, women's liberation only backwards.
Yeah.
Reminding us of, all the battles we thought had been won that hadn't been, including the big brouhaha over the word vagina in the Michigan State Senate.
I can't believe she got banned for saying the word vagina. It's like, what century are we in? We can have Viagra commercials on television, but we can't say vagina in the Senate. Hmm.
So it's become the greeting word here in at the co-ops in North in
the greeting
the
word
Twin
people
City,
walk up and say hi,
like,
nice.
Hi, vagina. Hey, vagina. And just
I like that
the word out there.
Take back that word.
Mm-hmm. And someone said, but that's not the part of the body they're talking about. I said, well, actually, it's the antechamber to that. So they're working on it. I think that all of these issues are bringing to our consciousness. There was something published today that they were looking at the gender of the spokespeople interviewed in the news about women's issues. And did you see that? It runs from...
I didn't see it, but I can guess.
From 60% to 89% males that are asked to speak about women's issues.
Right.
Right.
And they're like, what's wrong with this
picture? What's wrong with this picture? It's like my favorite. When I was younger, the Catholic Church had this thing, and I used to get this, the Catholic New York magazine, because, I was a member of a parish, and you got it as part of your parish membership, and it was a picture of like 50 bishops, and it was like the bishops meeting to discuss the role of women in the church. And I'm like, there isn't a single female face in this whole crowd. It's a bunch of white-haired old guys.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was kind of, you know. And the Pope yelling at the nuns. I'm like, come on, you know. Don't go yelling at nuns, you know. You're not supposed to yell at nuns. Where were you raised, you know? My mother always taught us, don't yell at the nuns.
No, very good.
Not good.
And there, that is, I think that when Venus turns direct, we're going to see more proactive, you know, reclaiming the paradigm in the women's movement and in the support of men. We also see that, you know, many mayors got together to support the women's right to choose. And there's some other major improvements. The one side effect of the Obama Health Care Act was to require that insurance companies not charge women twice what they were charging men for the same health insurance, which was legal in many states.
Really?
Until this recent act. I didn't know that.
I didn't either.
They were being charging from 10% to 100% more.
Well, because we go to doctors more often. Yeah.
Supposedly.
What was the rationale?
Because they can.
They don't say what was that. They didn't because they could. I think is, you know.
Well, it's like dry cleaning bills. You know, it used to be suits. Back when I wore suits, the women's suits cost more to clean than the men's suits.
Yeah.
And women's clothing costs more, even though it's more shoddily made.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hey,
but,
let's change the world. We're getting there, guys.
Right. There is one little bit at a time, and you know, we're getting review. We're back to the same issues. But I do see, which is where we were having this argument with the world when Uranus and Pluto were conjunct in the mid-60s. Now we're reviewing it, but there has been progress, and it's so important that we remember that and we celebrate that so that we don't get too discouraged to keep working.
Well, and you just look at them and go, really? Really?
Mm.
Come on, really? It makes me crazy, but, you know, whatever. I don't rule the world. If I ruled the world, man, it'd be a whole different place. You know? I'm going to run for president, I think.
So coming up this week, we have the first of the exact Uranus-Pluto squares. Between now and March 2015, we have 7 of them. And on Sunday morning, it's exact.
Yes.
At 8 degrees, Aries and Capricorn. And
okay,
really... Yes.
Bang on a can, right? Make noise.
Right. Bang on a can, make noise, hit the drum, celebrate. And notice. But, you know, I'm hearing a lot of people saying, oh, I'm so discouraged. It's not changing fast enough. We're just getting started on these squares.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah.
And but these squares, you know, need us to keep them moving in the right direction.
Mm-hmm.
Change is coming. How do we help guide the change?
Right.
That could be little bitty changes in your yard to great big changes in our ecosystem and everything in between.
Right. And it's really understanding that change, change, change. It's like, you know, we need to go through the process of identifying, too, what we actually want to have change. Because part of it is, what's your vision, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And without the vision... I mean, we can react certainly in anger to the men, but I was like when they had that rule that they passed wherever it was, Wisconsin, I think, and it was like, you know, disbanding equal pay or whatever. I thought, okay, let's go there and pay the men a lot less than we pay the women, you know. Like we can make this really be reversed, you know, we can really reverse the energy. But it's understanding that part of what Uranus wants us to do is to be creative in how we say, okay, this has to change.
Right.
Because it's all about creativity with Uranus. He's, you know, he's a rebel with a cause, and he's really about, like, okay, what are we going to make this look like? So, and I think that's to remember. He wants us to change things. So we just have to go, okay, I'm in. What do you need me to do? So.
And with Jupiter now in Gemini for a year, I think that that keeping that conversation going and letting everybody chew on it every which way is going to be an important part of the process, as well as humor, don't you think?
Yeah. Humor totally works.
Yep.
And also the absurd things, you know, taking it to the level of absurd.
Yes.
Where you really just kind of go, okay, so let's talk about this, you know. You know, what are you going to do I mean, when they get going on the birth control, I'm like, okay, so like we're going to have schools, we're going to have Head Start, we're going to have, I mean, you're just, it's so counterintuitive on many levels. So it's really just
questioning. And
sometimes
it does take that, how do we turn the tables, like you said, and ask them to see it from another perspective. From that, I'm thinking of my friend in New Mexico, Charlene Teeters, who a Native American who was working on help with a group to repatriate bones from museums back then. And when they got, you know, no, they said, okay. And then they went to the cemetery and they started digging. And when they would say, what are you doing? Well, we're taking some of your ancestors' bones for our museum. And sure enough, they got their bones back.
Wow. Yep, that worked.
And sometimes it's just, you know, how you can put help. Let me help you put.
Let me help you put
this
in perspective.
Shoes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But this week we have the summer solstice. Mark, you're really good at talking about ingresses of seasons. What do you think about this particular? I mean, this summer solstice is on a doozy of a day with the Mercury Saturn exact square with the new moon and Cancer and a Venus Pluto aspect, challenging aspect. So, how are you seeing?
Yeah, well, and this one too is so closely tied to the Uranus Pluto square.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because they're just grinding their way in very, very fast now.
Both
grinding and fast. And the moon being in Cancer really heightens the whole sense of Cancer, and then Mercury there as well. So it is a very Cancerian moment. So the sun is going in with support. So it seems like a summer that will be very assertive and very forward, very action-oriented. You know, there's going to be, it's an opportunity for all of us to say, let's get something done. So, yeah, you can have your vacation, but, you know, a lot of this 3 months is going to be about lining things up and just doing them. Really taking action and finding opposition to what it is you want to do, but letting that opposition make your action stronger.
That's really interesting.
You know, because sometimes opposition makes us, you know, pause and rethink and maybe go get a lot more support and, you know, all of that. But this one is more like, no, it's just testing your muscle. And if you have the strength behind it, you go forward. So, and, you know, the same, the moon Mars and everything that's going on in here, and moon Saturn. You know, a lot of this stuff, it is like, if you know what it is you need to be doing, then this season is the season to do it. Don't worry about the fall. Just, you know, do what needs to be done now.
Right. Yeah, no, I think that's a good analogy for it, because it is, I mean, I find a lot of people are making choices too, you know, really feeling like they're, you know, choices about jobs, choices about going back to school, choices about direction, and, you know, and also relationship choices. A lot of relationships are kind of at critical points in terms of figuring out what they want to do. And it's just knowing that we, you know, we have these moments every now and then in our life, which are really big turning points, and to go through this one as consciously as possible, because it does have a lot of energy in it that suggests this is a major turning point for us as a culture. And I thought it was interesting that, you know, Egypt cracked down and, you know, Greece said, no, we'll stay in the EU. We don't want to necessarily bail. And it was an interesting, because, you know, the way they were making noise about it, it was like it was a done deal. They were going to bail and everything would fall apart. So I'm like, oh, wow, okay, that's good. And I think it's understanding that a lot of times what we're being asked to do under these transits is to really think about our vision for ourselves. What is it we actually want to be? And where do we want to be with it? And it's not always the loud voices the loud voices be the are the ones we tend to hear, but they aren't always the ones that prevail in, when we get right down to it. So I think that's also an important component of it. But I hadn't thought of that before, Mark. I think that's a really good way to approach this energy. When people are feeling flummoxed, because there is a lot of flummox, I find that I love that word, flummoxed. There's a lot of flummoxing energy with this aspect. What do you suggest they do to ground it or to feel less like, overwhelmed? Because it is, the square makes you feel like you're doing the wrong thing, or can make you feel like you're being forced to do something.
I think the best thing is break it down into little steps and say, which step do I want to do?
Okay.
Because a lot of times that obstacle is going to be to the overall everything. But most things are made of smaller pieces. So pick one smaller piece and say, I'm going to go ahead and do this and not worry about the other steps or the other pieces or the parts that are most objected to. Just do the one that's maybe the least objected to. And throw your energy into it, see where it goes. And if the whole thing is meant to proceed, that'll open up. If not, the whole thing will shut down. So, and you haven't lost much because you only picked a little part.
Right. Pick the little part.
So I have a letter. You might want to give out the phone number.
Okay. Phone number is 347-215-8881. 347-215-8881. And also, the full moon, the new moon this week is tied back to the eclipse from 2010, December of 2010, because it was at the same degree, interestingly, or very close to the same degree. So there can be the story from that kind of shifting on top of it. So,
It's going to be an interesting weekend. And for a lot of people, the Jupiter square Neptune, intuitive, tends to do to have too much water like we're having with Jupiter, too much Neptune, or too much alcohol. So watch what you drink out there in the heat.
Yep.
And that the moon in Leo will make Friday and Saturday kind of wild and fun and spring-like. And then the moon goes into Virgo. It's going to be Gay Pride weekend here, but the parade will be in more subdued Virgo. It'll still be wild in its own way, but you're going to see some energetic shifting. But tonight we hear
from... I don't actually know when Gay Pride is here. Is it this weekend coming up, or is it 2 weekends? Yeah, I have to look.
I don't remember.
Oh, okay. I completely blanked on Gay Pride this year. Wow. Okay. I got my father coming for a visit. I'm focusing on that.
Yeah, it's not going to be your focus on this weekend.
Well, that would be fun, taking my stepmother to Gay Pride Parade. Right.
That would be very funny.
That makes me laugh. Oh, yeah. She comes to New York, and she always kind of looks like, oh, wow, you're, like, really wild, aren't you? And I'm like, I am a little wild. I am a little wild.
Yeah.
Not, like, a lot wild, but a little wild, yeah.
No, I have her just watch some of the young men on the dancing on those floats.
Yes.
Christy asks us, it's about career questions, and she was born 1978 at 2:14 a.m. in St. Louis, Missouri.
Okay.
And she owns her own business, but it has been moving fairly slow. I think it's a health-related business, and it's moving fairly slow. She's just been low on publicity. She's just started. She may be working with autistic children soon to help while she's working, getting her own business going on. And just one thing after the other has gone wrong. And she's recently moved back to St. Louis with her family and is not so happy about that process. What do you have to say to her? And
me? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I would say so she's coughing.
You'll notice her Mars is right at that 8 degrees. It's hitting right in that square.
Yeah. She's getting hammered. 8/18/78, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we've got Mars. Well, we've got a couple things going on. We've got Saturn up at the in the fifth house, saying to her she's pushing forward on creative mode, squaring her
mm-hmm,
Jupiter,
mm-hmm.
which is her sense of opportunity. So that's she's been having. You know, 7 years ago started this. And Jupiter rules
mm-hmm.
midheaven, which is, you know, and Jupiter is exalted in Cancer, which is a lovely placement in the second house. So the chart can make money, and it can make money through service to others that takes care of them. And the midheaven with Jupiter ruled by it and the sixth house, the work ruled, that can all be really positive. The thing with that I notice right off the bat is Neptune changing signs. She's got a highly active Neptune, and it talks to Pluto, and it talks to... you know, a bunch of planets in her chart. And Neptune shifting really asks us to change our direction, change our mode. And it's in her sixth house of work. So a lot of times what happens when Neptune changes is we get asked to come up with a new vision of how to go forward. So she goes back and thinks of 1998 to now, and then 1984 to 1998. Each of those 14-year cycles, 84 to 98, she was learning how to be a person in the world and communicate. And then 98 to now was really a journey about learning what her gifts were. Now Neptune's in Pisces in the ninth house, and it's pushing, it's opposite her Saturn, so it's dissolving it a little bit. It's dissolving some of the structures that she thinks are really important. But it's also saying, well, okay, what's the new vision? What's the dream for how you want to do it? It is a trine to the ascendant, so she can feel a little bit of a drift. But if she just follows her intuition and does something spiritual or does some work every day that really reaffirms and connects her back to spirit, it'll make her feel a little more grounded. With Mars going back and forth in the third and the fourth house, that's kind of a crabby, cranky energy. It comes to the North Node in a couple of days, and that'll get her moving. Saturn's going to go forward in a couple of days. That'll get her moving. She's kind of been on slow pause, really, since January. And it's not that you're doing anything wrong. It's just... the universe is kind of getting ready to go forward, but not quite yet, you know, and your chart can feel a little impatient with that. But it's about perfecting what you're doing, working on it. And also with Saturn ruling your seventh house of clients, connecting with clients in a way and asking them for feedback, asking them for referrals is a very good way for you to get business, not to be afraid to ask, because that's – or having, you know, if they send somebody, they get a discount on their service. So you build practice through other people saying nice things about you. But you have to kind of push that a little and not be so shy to ask. With Saturn in the third, I think of that as your mother would say to you, now, don't go asking for stuff. If you're supposed to get it, it'll come to you. And she has Mercury retrograde combust the sun. So she kind of has these rules about what she can ask for and what she can't ask for. And probably it's don't ask, we'll give it to you when you're supposed to get it, as opposed to Moon and Aquarius, you know, you have to kind of announce it or say it or get out there. She doesn't do so well with print advertising, but she does very well with local people talking about her or bring a neighbor, get some work done.
Right, and or running groups.
Or running groups,
I mean, with that Leo, Moon, and Aquarius, she can really run a group.
Yes.
She can really get that started.
Yeah.
I see that Pluto is going to be squaring her Mars, sort of, and that can be pretty frustrating. There's a lot of karma clearing around what is your ambition. You know, Neptune opposing her Saturn and Pluto squaring her Mars. It's not easy to move forward right now. She's like not sure where to go. But that clears next January. So it's, you know, if you can hang in there through the summer and through the fall, you've come back home to do some family karma slogging with Neptune opposed that Saturn at the bottom of your chart. And if you can, you know, like, that part of your work right now is healing and clearing things on the home front.
Right.
And hearing yourself as you hear them, not sort of disappearing into what they want from you and what's going on with them, but, you know, just walking through the karma in a clean way, but keeping hearing your own voice in that process. And you know, being a sort of a healing force in that area for now.
Mm-hmm.
And then Pluto gets off the Mars, and Uranus, you know, has been opposing the Mars all the time, so it's very hard to be patient. but that Uranus opposed to Mars will sort of stimulate new ambitions, because it's going to stay doing that for another year after Pluto gets off.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I'm seeing that after the next 9 months, it's all about her ambition. Right now it's about, you know, finishing up strange karma from many lifetimes and just doing the right thing and the best of her ability in the situation. Mark,
as you go, yeah, mm-hmm. as you go through that sort of clearing the karma load and experiencing these things and re-experiencing these things, mm-hmm. keep asking yourself, what are my five most important ideals?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what in life are the most important ideals for me to live by? And
mm-hmm.
really line those up and make them, you know, very,
mm-hmm.
very
mm-hmm.
solid. And because you'll have a feeling that they're getting away from you, but that's in order for you to see what they really are and what you hold to be the most valuable of ideals for yourself and others. And, of course, you can't impose on those on others, but, you know, other people will show you what's important to you. Take those lessons, and that's what you're going to be working with. And then just know that whatever you throw your energy into, it will go. You have that lineup with Pluto, Venus, and Mars that's really very, very strong. And it sometimes scares you, but if it's, you know, like what would happen if I really, you know, put my drive into this, because you know that it is very strong. So if you've lined up your ideals first, then that gives you the permission to go ahead and really put your momentum into things.
Yeah, and I think part of it is the Leo optimism right now can feel a little not so supported because of the aspect from Saturn. Because it's not like it's flowing really. It's getting sextile, but it's like work. But I think it's knowing that what you're doing is laying foundation for the future is really, if you keep that in mind, because when we, you know, when we say, oh, in the fall, oh, in this, it feels like a long time away, but it really goes very quickly. And you'll be surprised
mm-hmm.
how quick. I mean, I can't believe it's almost the 4th of July. I'm like, what the hell happened? And it is, you know, it's like, okay, it's almost the 4th of July, you know, we're at the end of the year. And understanding that is part of the story too. So it's like, what's your vision for your business? And taking time to do that, you know, it is a visioning time. And very often, you know, we think we should always be in grow mode. And right now we're in no mode, we're in slow mode, we're in no, not that. As opposed to, yeah, let's kick butt and go over and do that. It's not all, you know, yeses all the way to Chicago. It's, well, maybe. Well, probably not. Well, maybe. And so living with the lack of a firm yes can be a little frustrating, because Cancer Rising wants that, and the Moon in Aquarius likes affirmation. But it... Right now you're not getting it, so you have to give it to yourself and nurture yourself and just kind of say, okay, I'm releasing all this old stuff so I can actually go forward again and be in a good place. So no worries, Christy,
mm-hmm.
just kind of a hard time, but hang in there.
And so we have the next, we only have another minute left. I don't think we've got time to take another caller.
No, the British lady spoke.
If people would like to email us on our individual
we share our questions.
Mm-hmm.
So if you email us,
yes, we do.
We pass them along. So feel free to pass them, mm-hmm. and we will answer them next week. So, or the week after.
And all of our websites are on the Access Astrology page. You just keep scrolling down, and we're all there.
We're all there. Yeah.
And I have a weekly blog on my website. You do too, Anne.
I do too. Yep.
And Mark, what are you teaching soon? Are you teaching anything?
Any,
you just finished a yoga and astrology class in Philadelphia.
Workshop
that was
on yoga
really
and astrology. And then every Tuesday, Anne and I, except tomorrow.
Yeah, we're not doing it tomorrow.
Every Tuesday, Anne and I are at the Open Center in New York. At 6:30 or 6:45, something like that, on Tuesday evening.
It varies.
And that's a lot of fun.
Yeah. It's a nice group of people, and then you get to make astrology friends, which is always good, because finding people that speak your language and part of your tribe is part of what this new direction is. Who is your tribe, and who do you want to hang out with and play with?
Mm-hmm.
We're setting that stage up, getting ready for that new adventure. So.
And if you're here in the Midwest, let me know, and our NCGR chapter is getting more and more active, and we'd love to have you join us.
Yay.
And that's the local astrological group. So take care, everyone. Have a wonderful week. Enjoy that first day of summer. There's a magic to this first week of summer where communication is possible. The world between the veils thins a little bit, and we can feel the magic in the pulsing green world. So enjoy the longest days and the shortest nights.
Yep.
We'll see you next week.
Yep. Take care, folks.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Take care.